When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We're going to go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. He covers the Green Bay Packers. Founder of The Leap, Jason Hirschhorn. Jason, I hope I didn't mess up your last name. Thank you for joining us here on a special edition of Sports Talk.
Well, thank you for getting my name right. How are you guys doing?
Jason, man, I've been so impressed this year with the Packers. I knew offensively they had some firepower, and then you bring in Josh Jacobs. The one thing that's really jumped out, man, how well you guys have played on the defensive side of football. And every time I see him, I say, how the hell did he get out of the state of Louisiana and go to Texas A&M? And that's Edgerton Cooper. He's done a great job at the linebacker position. Has not started every game, but his impact has been huge. And we saw him last year at A&M. He was a monster player for the Aggies. And growing up here in Louisiana and watching him, and he came to a couple of camps that I was at. That's been the big surprise for me, how well that defense has played this year for Green Bay.
Yeah, the defense kind of was a project coming into the season. It was a new defensive coordinator. They brought in Jeff Hapley from Boston College. And it wasn't just a new guy calling the plays. They were moving to an even front, different alignment, a lot of different players, especially in that back seven, Edgerton Cooper being one of those. And during the middle part of the season, especially over the last month, that unit has really come into its own. It's been one of the best defenses in the NFL, both against the run and the pass. Edgerton Cooper, when he's been available, has been a part of that too. And he's kind of an interesting story because obviously they spent a high draft pick on him, took him in the second round, and they have played him a fair amount. But you mentioned it earlier. He has not started. They're kind of limiting his snaps relative to some of the other linebackers that they have. Quay Walker has been basically their de facto always on the field when healthy linebacker, and everybody else has been in a rotation. But when Edgerton Cooper has had opportunities, and when he's been healthy, you've seen those flashes. He had his best game as an NFL player this past week, and that's certainly the potential that he brings. He's oftentimes the most athletic linebacker on the field for either team. He has great instincts. Now, he's run himself out of the play sometimes because of how athletic he is, but for the most part, he has been a net positive for the unit.
You know, Jason, Coach Rizzi brought this up, the interim head coach with the Saints, is that, I don't know, when all said and done, can you win the turnover battle? I'm looking at the Saints started out hot. They're plus one right now, Green Bay's plus eight. And he said that when Coach LaFleur, when he came on board, when he took over, that the Packers are 24-1 at home when they win the turnover battle. So, I don't know, win the turnover battle. That's the moral of the story. Because even, you know, I look at the Packers and where they're at, like Vikings, Lions, Eagles, and all that. The Saints had a chance. Now, that was in New Orleans. Had a chance to beat the Eagles because they took away the football. We had three takeaways, but you look at the problem is New Orleans has forced just three turnovers in its last seven games after recording 13 takeaways in its first seven. So I think something as simple as that. You want the Saints have a chance to upset Green Bay, then be plus two or something. Win the turnover margin, and but that's easier said than done. Like I said, because on the Coach LaFleur, especially at Lambeau Field, that they win the turnover battle, being 24-1.
Yeah, turnovers would be probably the most efficient way for the Saints to pull an upset here. And there was a point in this season when the Packers were turning the ball over a lot more. Jordan Love, when he was playing with that knee and later with that groin injury during roughly the first half of the year, he was turning the ball over a lot more than his norm. However, since they've come back from the bye, and especially over the last four games, he really hasn't put the ball in harm's way very often at all. He has zero interceptions during that stretch. He has zero fumbles. And really, the rest of that offense has been pretty turnover-averse as well. Josh Jacobs being maybe the lone exception. He had a fumble this past week against the Seattle Seahawks, gave them the opportunity to narrow the gap to 10 points. But even then, that was still a multi-possession lead that the Packers had. So for the most part, they're avoiding those turnovers. And even when they do happen on occasion, they tend to be in situations where the Packers already have built a sizable lead. So the challenge for the Saints is going to be monumental in this one, given all of those things are working right now in the Packers' favor.
Could hold on to where you're at. We got to go to break. We'll come back and we'll have more with Jason Hirschhorn. He is the founder of The Leap. They cover the Green Bay Packers. Bobby Hebert and I, we're live here at Rouse's Markets here at 2851 Bell Chase Highway in Gretna. Got a lot more sports talk. Shop and save at Rouse's this Christmas time.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to a special edition of WWL Sports Talk. Mike DeTellier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from Rouse's Markets, 2851 Bell Chase Highway in Gretna. Come shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. Get 1 pound pack of Louisiana peeled crawfish for $15.99 on our Oakland Hard Jewelers talking text line. The founder of The Leap covering the Green Bay Packers, Jason Hirschhorn. Bob, you got a question for Jason?
Yeah, boy, you want to talk about, look, Saquon Barkley. I don't think he's getting enough love. Saquon Barkley, what the hell the Giants are doing? And he's in a division, and then look what he's done with the Eagles. But I've always been a Josh Jacobs fan. I mean, to me, the Packers hit the lottery there. Look, had 136 scrimmage yards and his 12th rushing touchdown last week. Needs just 51 scrimmage yards for a second career 1,500-yard season. He had, like, over 2,000 in 2022. To me, that's Jordan Love's best friend. And the whole scheme and what Coach LaFleur wants to do, as Josh Jacobs goes, I think the Packers have a great chance no matter who they're playing in the NFL or even the NFC. Maybe I'm going overboard about Josh Jacobs, but I think he makes that much of a difference.
He certainly does make a big difference for them. And it's not as though in past seasons the Packers lacked a quality running game. They actually had a very good one with
Aaron Jones. Good.
Yeah.
As the lead back. I would say that the biggest difference, though, is while someone like Aaron Jones is capable of ripping off, you know, a 50-plus yard run at almost any given time, there are more limitations in terms of how much work you can give him. You know, he's a very, very good back even now, but he's still not someone who's going to regularly see 20-plus touches in a game. Josh Jacobs, on the other hand, is capable of doing that. And if you look at how the Packers have used him, especially of late, you know, this past week against the Seattle Seahawks, on that first drive, they ran 10 plays. Josh Jacobs touched the ball on 9 of those. And the one on which he didn't was an unplanned Jordan Love scramble. So as you can see, they built the entire plane out of what Josh Jacobs can do. Now, that doesn't mean that they're going to be a run-first offense in every situation. Obviously, they have a very explosive passing game, and they're going to want to lean on that as well. But a big part of that passing game, too, is the play-action attack, and that obviously works in some way with what Josh Jacobs and that ground attack can do. So Josh Jacobs has certainly changed really the way that the Packers use that running game, even if they're not using it necessarily that much more or less than they were in the past. And that feature, especially as we get down into the late regular season, into the playoffs, where whether it's at Lambeau Field or a lot of these other locations the Packers could plausibly be, it's going to be colder. The run game is going to matter more in those situations. Josh Jacobs might be a better back for the Packers there than Aaron Jones was, which is no slight on Aaron Jones, who is one of the best Packers running backs in their history.
Now, Jason, when you look at on the defensive side of the ball, you look at the impact, and I was looking like Rashawn Gary. He had 3 sacks the last time they played the Saints. I remember that in September of 2023. I still look at that. The Saints, to me, they blew a 17-0 lead in the fourth quarter to Green Bay last September. And when you look at it, the Saints had a chance to go 3-0. And then Jordan Love, he rallied his team. I remember he juked DeMario Davis to score in the goal line. I think how things could have turned out if DeMario doesn't get juked by Jordan Love. But and that was his debut as a starter. So you look how far Jordan Love has come, and, you know, looking at the Saints. But like I was saying, Rashawn Gary last meeting had 3 sacks. I'm looking at Quay Walker, over 100 tackles this season. Third straight season, he's had 100-plus tackles. Xavier McKinney, he ranks tied for first with 7 interceptions this season. So is it one guy, or maybe it's a combination on the defense side of the ball that you give credit to as far as what they've done? Because unless you truly follow football, not everyone knows Rashawn Gary or Quay Walker. Maybe because fantasy, I don't know, Xavier McKinney.
It's that big man in the middle from UCLA.
Right. So that's when I look at all, what do you think about the impact on the defensive side?
Kenny Clark.
Yeah, it's definitely a group effort. And they've had standout performers, and you named several of them. Rashawn Gary has really come on strong the past month or so for that Packers pass rush. Kenny Clark, obviously, has been a key point in the middle for the defense for a long time. Xavier McKinney might be the most important defensive addition that any team made this offseason. But you really have to look at the collective effort, because they have had a lot of injuries on that side of the ball. Even this week, Quay Walker, guy you mentioned, is not going to play. He has already been ruled out. And they've missed him and other important players over the course of the season. Now, they've been able to, for the most part, get over that because of what Jeff Hafley, the defensive coordinator, and those assistant coaches have done with that scheme. You know, in the past, they had a very passive approach to most situations, and there were reasons for that, but it led to a lot of long drives for the opposing offenses, and especially late in that season against, like, the 49ers, for example, a lot of points on the board when you don't want that to happen. This year, they have been more strategically aggressive. You know, they will still play a lot of zone coverage, but on those third downs, especially if it's third and medium or longer, the Packers are likely to throw things like simulated pressures at the opposing offense. You know, you'll see that blitz look at the start of the play, and you know that 1-2 guys are going to drop in the coverage, but you don't know which ones those are going to be. And that has really screwed with the opposing offenses. Like, they have been able to get a lot of pressures without technically blitzing because of all that variance that they're showing to the quarterback before the snap. That has been, I think, more than any other individual contribution, the big difference for the Packers defense this year.
Now, you know, when I look at, like, Jordan Love, where he's at, okay, 23 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, quarterback rating 98.5. But, you know, you think of a running back, because I know that's not necessarily the case. You have to look total yards from scrimmage. It's not just this day and age. It's not just, okay, like a Derrick Henry. You can look at how he's utilized in the passing game. But I think no one does it better than the Packers as far as their pass receiving running backs. This blew my mind. I would guess they would be number one in the NFL. Josh Jacobs, receiving yards, 302. Jaden Reed, 727. Christian Watson, 620. I think I got that right. That right there, when you look at pass receiving running backs, and that's three-headed monster. I don't think the NFL teams has that kind of capability.
It's a very egalitarian passing game in that regard. Now, some of those guys you named are wide receivers. Like Christian Watson is a wide receiver.
Jimmy Reed is also a receiver.
But they do use him out of the backfield. You will probably see on Monday Jaden Reed at least begin plays from either next to the quarterback or behind the quarterback. That's a thing that they have featured in this offense over the past 2 years. And part of this is that no one of those wide receivers has really established himself as, you know, like a leading number one type wide out the way we think Nico Collins or Jamar Chase. The other part of it is that they have, you know, three, four guys in that receiving corps, not even counting the tight ends, who are really high quality starters already. When you have that kind of setup where there's no clear leader, but a lot of really talented contributors, there's a lot you can do as a play caller. If you're Matt LaFleur calling that offense, there are games where you're going to feature Romeo Doubs. They obviously have done that in the recent past. There are games where you're going to feature Christian Watson. He's had, you know, multiple 100-yard games, several with multiple touchdowns. And there are times you're going to feature Jaden Reed, who started off the season as probably the hottest receiver in the NFL. So I can't tell you in any given week which one of those guys is going to be the lead receiver. But I can tell you that someone in that group is extremely likely to have a big day anytime that Packers offense takes the field.
Jason, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate it. And, man, for the Saints who are not used to playing in that type of weather conditions, it'll be interesting to see how they react to that. But even more interesting, how they react to a really talented Packer team who I think's got a legitimate shot. Now, everybody talks about Eagles, Lions, everybody
Vikings
else. But they got a legitimate shot to get to the big show and be here in New Orleans.
Well, Jason, I'm going to leave this with you as we go on the break. You know why Saints fans still have hope? Now, it's 14.5-point underdog. Now, the line opened at 13.5 on Monday morning. If you look at that, now it changed to 14.5. But even when it was at 13.5, it'd be the first time in nearly a quarter of a century that the Saints were that big of a dog. Now, you got to go back to 94 because it's 14.5. We were playing the 49ers. But if you look at nearly a quarter of a century, the Saints were that big of a dog. The last time it happened was November 26, 2000. The Saints on the road, they outright defeated the greatest show on turf, Kurt Warner and the Rams. They won 31-24, and they were a 13.5-point underdog. So it can happen. So if you say you give the Who Dat Nation, the Saints, a chance, we have a chance. Because it's happened. Now, I know it's a quarter of a century, basically.
And that's some different players on that team. Jason.
Well, no, you beat the greatest show on turf, the Rams. Come on.
Thank you, Jason. I appreciate it, buddy.
All right, take care, guys.
All right.
We'll be back with more sports talk here. We're at live from Rouse's. Shop and save at Rouse's this Christmas time.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.